Wyoming senior U.S. Senator Mike Enzi is the ranking member on the Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions, and also sits on the Budget and Finance Committees. Wyoming Public Radio's Rebecca Martinez spoke with him about a number of issues the Senate will be facing this year. Enzi says he thinks Congress has been neglecting the role of committees, and that's why it's been harder to get things done.
I'm making a big pitch back here that we need to get back to using committees, coming up with a basic bill that's bipartisan. That matches my 80% rule I found when I was working with Senator Kennedy, that we could agree on 80% of the issues, and if we stuck to the 80%, we could agree on 80% of any one of those issues. There was always 10% that each of us had that were kind of out there on the fringe, and if we left that out, we were able to get a lot done. But it's essential that it goes to committee, where the people that are intensely interested in that issue get a chance for input and amendments and a basic bill, and then that comes to the floor and it's allowed to be amended. And a lot of times people, if they are able to voice the concern of their constituents and have a vote on it, even if they lose, they're more comfortable with the bill. But a lot of times what they're bringing up are unintended consequences that people wouldn't have thought of because they didn't have the right background for it. That's essentially why we have 535 people in Congress, is so that we can cover as many of the unintended consequences and eliminate them before the bill goes into law. And if you skip the committee process and you skip the floor amendments, what you've done is taken away the rights of people across America to be represented by their congressmen and senators.
So with the fiscal cliff being averted for now, what needs to happen to address the budget?
It's statutorily required that we do a budget, and we need to have a fiscal blueprint. We can't keep spending money we don't have. We have trillion-dollar deficits that go right to the debt. That means that our grandchildren, well, actually it's escalating so much now that our kids are going to have to start paying it off. But we're going to have some significant spending cuts, and we're not using the committee process like we should. We're waiting until deadlines and then having deal makers do it instead of legislators. We've got to start legislating on these things, and we're required by April 15th to come up with a budget. Then I just co-sponsored a bill that if it isn't done, we won't be paid. No work, no pay. And I hope that that will actually be a part of the budget resolution and become a permanent part of the budget.
Coming back to the committee process, over the years, committees have been formed to try and find solutions. How realistic is it that you could have your colleagues in government help you come up with cuts like they have in Wyoming?
It used to work that way. I've been on the budget committee for 14 years, and for 10 of those years, we actually had a bipartisan process that approved a budget. But the last 4 years, we haven't been through that process. We haven't made it out of committee with it, so it definitely hasn't made it to the floor. It's really essential to getting people together and having everybody's fingerprints. The cuts are the toughest thing that there is to make, because there isn't a single thing that the federal government does that doesn't have a constituency out there, even if it's something that the federal government probably shouldn't have been involved in to begin with. Every problem doesn't have a federal solution. This is a huge nation with a lot of people, and most countries are about the size of one of our states. And so states usually come up with better solutions, just as Wyoming comes up with a better budget process than the federal government. They're able to get into the detail a lot more. Our budget is so big that we really ought to go to the biennial budgeting that I've talked about, which is to cover half of the budget each year rather than the whole thing. And maybe we could meet the deadlines then of having appropriations done by October 1st and have some good detail in reviewing it. At the present time, my penny plan is probably the only way we're going to be able to make any cuts, and that's to take 1% off of absolutely everything for each of 5 years. And in 5 years, the budget would balance.
On the topic of health care, now that the election is over, is there any movement on working on the Affordable Care Act to try to make the law more understandable and to get rid of parts of the law that either conflict or are not workable?
I would hope so. Again, if that goes through the committee process and they allow some changes, but I think the president thinks that he has a pretty perfect health care bill and is not willing to allow any of that to happen, which takes away some of the incentive for the committees to actually take a look at that. But as time goes by, people are going to realize how much it raises taxes and how much more it spends, and that it isn't sustainable, and that exchanges could work, but not with all of the mandates that they've got. So there are changes that are absolutely going to have to be made. We took $716 billion out of Medicare when it was already going broke. And we have problems with Social Security, which is that every month we're paying out more than we're taking in, and we'll soon use up the trust fund on that. Medicare, there is no trust fund for it. It's already paying out more than it's taking in. And some of the choices that we'll have to make on that will make it pretty tough on people that are on Medicare. But if we can make changes in the health care law, there are ways that we can cover all of those things.
So what changes would you like to see within the existing law that might make it more workable for Wyoming?
I'd like to see more capability across state borders. I had a bill years ago that Senator Kennedy actually helped a little on, and that was for small business health plans. And that's where people could group together through their organization to get a big enough group that they'd have clout to negotiate with the insurance companies. Or there's a provision under the bill for forming a co-op. They could form a co-op and do their own insurance. I'd like to see them eliminate some of the mandates. They're telling people exactly how much of what kind of insurance they need to have. Every person doesn't need that kind of insurance. If we did a health exchange that allowed all companies to put in what kind of things they're going to cover and how much they cost, people would be able to make some logical decisions, I think, on which would be the best company for them. I think it would put a lot more competition in the market, and that, too, would bring down the prices.
Senator Enzi, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Sure. Thank you.